This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Just a quick couple messages, and then we're back on track with Gwyneth Isaacs. So I got an email from our daughter, who is at Ground Zero, at this storm that shut down 55 miles of Interstate 95. And from Fox 5, District of Criminals, Fox 5, D.C., quote, VDOT post job opening for communications manager as I-95 shutdown fallout continues, end quote. VDOT stands for Virginia Department of Transportation. Sounds great. And at the news, at the top of the hour news, you heard that, well, it wouldn't have done any good to put salt down on the roads because it rained. That's absolute nonsense. Nonsense. It would have certainly done some good. And with beet juice, the salt sticks and stays around for much, much longer. So really what it is, it's a government mismanagement of just one more thing that caused people to get stranded. But why were these people stranded? Because they're idiots. Because they went out in this storm and they complained that they didn't have anything to eat and they were cold and they ran out of gas. Really? So who in their right mind would get in a vehicle when a snowstorm's coming and not have a full tank of gas, a blanket, water, food, flashlight, everything you could buy, can opener, everything you could possibly think of, right? No. Nope. You see people going to the airport, and what are they wearing? Flip-flops. They're wearing flip-flops in the airport. They're wearing sandals in the airport, open-toed sandals. These are the people that are going to get us all killed. They're morons. And whenever I see people like that, I automatically subtract 20% of whatever I thought their IQ was, right then and there. Gwyneth, you had some things that you were going to teach today. Back to you.
Yeah, I'll just comment on what you were saying just quickly. Some of my thoughts on the I-95 situation. It said that the road had mostly cleared and all that was left was abandoned cars. Well, they're abandoned, right? That means that the people got out and started walking, right? In a snowstorm, with rain. And then snow, and then rain, and then snow. And I'm just wondering when they're going to start finding the bodies. These people are going to get Darwin Awards. And if anyone out there in the class wants to know what a Darwin Award is, then go on your favorite search engine and just do a search on Darwin Awards. It's when somebody is so mindless, so stupid that they do something that actually goes and gets them killed. And there's probably one thing more stupid than being in a car in that sort of situation, and that is getting out and leaving it and walking through the storm, or thinking that you can walk through the storm to get wherever you're going. Because at least when you're in the vehicle, you have some degree of protection from the elements and from the cold outside, from the wet, from the rain, and all the rest of it. And you've got more of a chance of being found if you're with your vehicle. But if you go out there into the vast wilderness, then it's snowing, and it's cold and it's wet and you've got your kids with you and they're smaller than you, they're going to lose body heat and they're going to be crying. You're going to end up dead in a ditch somewhere. And that's just the plain and simple truth of it. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get on with talking with what I'm talking about today.
It makes perfect sense, and we've lost so far two calves and a mama cow, and Buckwheat, one of the calves, that one of the twins that survived, is being bottle fed, and it looks like we got his digestive system starting to work. He's peeing and he's pooping, and now he can take more formula, and he's looking around. He couldn't even hold his head up for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So it looks like you know, the PEMF device, Dr. Shuler's protocol, and the attention he's getting and the encouragement he's getting from his parents, which would be Mrs. Finelli, our boys, and me, he might make it. It's going to be a tough, long, expensive go, but I absolutely, positively refuse to give up on him. Gwyneth, back to you for today's class.
Okay, that's good. Right, what I wanted to talk about today, it actually does tie into this sort of situation and what we were talking about earlier of where we are heading into a Mad Max world. And people need to start thinking about the practicalities of what that's going to look like. Okay, you go to your kitchen cupboard and you see bowls and plates and cups, and they might be made of ceramic and they probably come from a Chinese factory. Well, you know, life happens, events happen, and one by one they tend to break, you know, and then you you know, just you have accidents sometimes. And what's going to happen when you run out of plates and cups and bowls in your cupboard and there's no store down the road to go and buy a new plate, a new bowl, a new cup? What's going to happen then? Okay? Because this thing is going to be ongoing for years and years and years and years and years. And you might have 20 cups that might last you, you know, quite a number of years. Just depending on, especially if you've got children. Children break cups. They just do. But, you know, you're going to have to think about, where am I going to get more cups? Now, if you're fortunate enough to live near a creek or have clay geology, then you might have some clay. And then you might be able to make some cups or plates, you know, and then it's an art. And it's a skill to be able to do this sort of thing. Clothing. You know, you've got warm, I assume that you've got at least some clothes in your wardrobe. But clothes wear out. They just do. You know, just with the wearing of them, the washing, the drying, they just do wear out. What's going to happen a few years down the track when there's no Chinese clothes factories anymore? What's going to happen? What are you going to wear? And it's like this. In the Bible, a long time ago, Jesus said something. He said, take no thought what you'll eat, what you'll drink, what you'll wear, but seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. And I've been meditating on that a lot. And it's like this. God does provide for us, but he gives us the wisdom to acquire these things for ourselves. So he gives us the wisdom of how to make pottery. It's not like that we're just wandering around in the wilderness and then out in the middle of the nowhere, there's a cup sitting on a rock. Or it might happen. It actually might happen. But, you know, somebody had to put that cup there. that cup that probably did not just appear out of the ether, you know. And in a civilization collapse world, then you're going to have to figure out how to make a cup. And that might be a little bit harder than what you think it is, you know. And I've got memories from when I was a little kid of where we were given clay in art class, and we were, you know, we were shown how to make a cup and a plate. And most of our, you know, we were very proud of our little cups and our little plates, and then that got put into a pottery kiln, and it got fired, and most of them survived. And then we took them home, and we gave them as presents to our mums, or, you know, dads or whatever, and then they'd put them, and then they'd have prized place in the china cabinet, you know, in the glassware cabinet. Yeah, there'd be all this fancy glassware, and then there'd be this thing that was this little lump of rock-looking thing, and if you looked closely, you'd see it actually was a cup. And, of course, our parents were very proud of it, you know, because it was from our little hands, and we were proud of it too. This was how the education system used to be. You know, and we had that idea. But that knowledge has remained with me through all these years of how to make ceramics, you know, and taking advantage of the internet while it's here, going and watching YouTube videos on people who live a primitive life for at least part of the time. They make their own shelter, they make their own cups and plates and bowls, they make their own clothes and sandals, and all of this sort of thing. And, you know, at the end of it, they've got a reasonably comfortable life in their little primitive shelter that they've built out in the middle of the Mojave Desert somewhere or something like that. But you watch these videos, and they've set a challenge for themselves, because they go out there with a backpack, which is not a particularly well-stocked backpack. You know, they might have some water with them. They might have, you know, some trail mix. But they deliberately set themselves the challenge to learn how to live in a very primitive way. And I'm not saying that I'm there yet, but, you know, I'm doing my best to figure out how I can do things in a low-tech way, you know, and how to look after my animals in a low-tech way. And that involves, you know, at the moment going out and raking up for about an hour every evening, raking up grass, dry grass, to feed my horses instead of hay. And as it stands here in Victoria, that we've been pushed into that because of the whole coronavirus situation, and I absolutely will not get the vaccine, so-called, because it's deadly. It is absolutely full of so many poisons, and there's no way that I'm getting it, which means that, you know, As the New Zealand Prime Minister said, there's two classes.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Netto Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And if you mentioned ceramics at an early age, so about 65 years ago, I did exactly what you mentioned, and I made my first ceramic piece in public education, and painted it black, and it was a little tiny cup about the size, and it could fit in your hand, a small cup, probably held 1/2 of an ounce, and it was the best one in class because I paid attention and I paid attention to detail, and all the other students weren't really thinking, I guess, and so mine really was the best one in class, at least in my opinion, and my mom saved it for me. Yeah, and it went in the china cabinet, exactly as you said. And so what's happened to public education? I have no idea. But I can't get anybody to come on the air with me and discuss from a teacher's perspective how this has all happened and what it's like today. But I don't think it's anything like the education that we got. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right. And, we didn't know the reason why our teachers were doing that back in the day. And maybe they didn't even know why they were doing it. But what they were doing, for anyone who was paying attention, was that they were showing us, this is how ceramics are made, you know. And that it's really important because pottery is just something that is so intensely human you know, anywhere on the earth, there's very few cultures where they have not had ceramics. And that's just one example. And I could have, instead of ceramics, I could have said tanning hide. You know, that's another thing. We're almost everywhere on the earth. You had people, and they've spent some of their time making leather and tanning hides, well, either with the hair on or the hair off, you know, depending on the culture and depending on the method and depending on what the leather is going to be used for at the end of it. Another thing I was going to mention, which I mentioned privately to you earlier in a phone call, was trapping rats. And I've had a bit of a project that I've been working on for, gosh, probably about the last 10 or 15 years, and that is working out how to trap a rat. Because even before I moved on to this farm, I mean, I live in the middle of the forest. There's rats around here. They come out of the forest, and they discover our place, and they find that there's a lot of food here. And you'll never get rid of them all. So I say, well, there's more good test subjects for my rat traps project. And I would go into the hardware store, and I would research the very best rat traps. And there's other people that I know who, you know, they have a few rats at their place. And they, you know, we sometimes get on the telephone and we actually talk about rat traps. And, you know, these friends are into preparedness and living off-grid as well. And, but yes, I would like to go into a bit of detail right now, Vincent, of the results of my research of how to trap a rat. Does that make sense? Do you think that would be beneficial?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Please do.
Okay.
And Gwyneth, you and I were talking on the phone privately about rendering. Class, you can take a dead animal.
Yes.
And you can cook it and boil it and boil it and boil it, and that meat will be edible. It's called rendering.
Yeah.
That's what dog food is.
Yeah.
That's what dog food is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And that's what generally happens to the rats that I catch. They get made into dog food. And, but, yeah, I've found that snap traps are good, but the wooden-type snap traps, they have a short life. That's what I've found. I would like to go into this a bit more after the bottom of the hour news. So I think this is really important on a number of counts.
Yeah.
I can hear
very
you
serious today. Class today. Very, very yes. Serious class today. And we'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden continued to attack the unvaccinated while addressing the nation Tuesday.
If you're vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected. you know, be concerned about Omicron, but don't be alarmed. But if you're unvaccinated, you have some reason to be alarmed. There's no excuse. No excuse for anyone being unvaccinated.
The president went on and told Americans to use internet search engines to find a COVID test kit. The Chicago Teachers Union voted to teach virtually rather than in the classroom, triggering a cancellation of classes Wednesday, which school official leadership warned would happen if the union passed the vote. Its 25,000 members electronically voted. 73% are in favor of kicking the kids back home. Chicago Public Schools, the third largest school district in the country, resumed in-person learning just 2 days ago. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're more interested in watching President Biden's eyes follow the teleprompter during COVID-19 speeches rather than the content of his words, you're not alone. Congressman Ralph Norman, the Republican from South Carolina, on Newsmax last night says Americans are tired of Biden's words.
If you had to sum up one thing about this Biden administration, it's lack of any response. It's lack of action. People are tired of words. I noticed about the interstate, they hadn't blamed Trump yet for the snow. I think that's coming next. But, you know, regarding the COVID, people understand that they can't get a COVID test now. People understand that $1.9 trillion went into supposedly curing the COVID with the vaccine and the testing mechanisms. It's not there.
Right.
They're clueless, and they have no idea what they're doing.
Some in the medical field want Americans to change how they monitor COVID-19.
Some experts believe the focus of the COVID-19 pandemic should now shift from case numbers to hospital admissions. Health experts emphasize that keeping an eye on COVID-19 hospital admissions shows the virus is still causing severe disease and threatening fragile hospital capacity. However, case counts are still crucial for monitoring hotspots. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Today I've got your
take.
When you go to
the
PC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I just want to make a quick comment. There are people in the media who embellish their vitae, their resumes, their experience profiles. They embellish them. They make you think that they are bigger than they are, that they know more than they know, they've accomplished more than they've accomplished. And they do that through obfuscation and misinformation and outright lies. That's how they do it. Don't feed them. Don't feed these people. Why would you do that? Why would you feed anybody who is spreading the lies about this genocide? Even wild animals have COVID-19 now. Deer. It's spreading like wildfire. Don't feed these people who are spreading lies. Well, back to you.
Okay. How to trap a rat. And this method, I've found that it works with just about any design of trap. Okay? I've tried the snap traps. They're at the bottom of the list as far as I'm concerned. There is a type of snap trap that you can buy at your hardware store that's inside a box. Okay? So you got a plastic box, and inside the plastic box is a snap trap. It's a plastic snap trap, but the ones I've seen have been quite well constructed, quite sturdy. So I've successfully used those in the past, but I haven't been able to find them recently. And the trap that I'm using at the moment is a cage-type trap. So it's a cage, a small cage, maybe about 12 inches long, about 4 inches high, about 4 inches wide, 3 or 4 inches wide. And it has a trip pad on the back where when the rat steps on the pad, it trips a lever which snaps the door shut behind it. So it's a live catch trap, and at the end of it you've got a live rat, okay? And you might think, well, what am I going to do with that? A bucket of water filled to the top, or an old horse trough, or a dam, and I'll leave the rest to your imagination to put together. But anyway, this method will work with any of these methods, with any of these trap designs. What you do, this method can be summed up in one simple sentence, and it's been absolutely proven by probably about 100 years of scientific research into the mind of rats, okay, because rats have been of very, very great interest to the scientific community for a very, very long time. And there's probably been more written on rat psychology than even human psychology. And if you can get into the mind of the rat and see how it thinks, actually this goes for any animal that you're trying to trap. If you can get into that animal's mind and see how it thinks, then you will not have a problem trapping it at all. Now, rat psychology with regards to trapping them can be summed up in one sentence, and that is, every rat is a gambler. Okay? That means that if you set up three rat traps in a trap line, and you bait one trap, make it a different trap each time, but you bait one out of three traps, then the rat will come, might come to the first trap right away, you know. Oh, yeah, and before you do any of this, you spend a couple of weeks just baiting all the traps in a fake bait. So you, for instance, with the cage traps, you get a stainless steel clothes peg or a piece of tie wire or some such thing, you know, a Ziploc tie or something like that, a zip tie or something like that, and you make it so that the door cannot snap shut. You tie the door open or you clip the door open so that it cannot snap shut behind the rat. And for about 2 or 3 weeks, you bait the trap and then you watch the bait disappear off the trap. And then you bait the traps again and then you watch the bait disappear. And you get the rats used to taking the bait off the traps without any consequences whatsoever. And that will take probably about, could take 2 or 3 weeks, probably for about the first week or 2 weeks, what you'll find is that the bait will be completely ignored. Don't worry about it. Sooner or later, their curiosity will get the better of them, and they will attempt to eat the bait off the trap. And because you have, if it's a snap-type trap, then you just don't set it. Just put the bait on the trap. But if it's a cage-type trap, then you tie it open. Okay? Once you've got it where the rat are regularly eating the bait off the trap, then you can begin. Okay, so you buy three rat traps to start with, and you can expand your rat trap, you know, inventory later on if you want to. And in fact, I would do that as quickly as possible. But you buy three traps, and you set one trap out of the three. And the other two, you do what you did before. You dummy the traps. Okay, so you do not set the trap, you just put the bait onto where you would normally put the bait, but you don't set it. And the rat will gamble with its very life for the chance of getting the bait off the trap. Did you know that, Vincent? And they will continue doing that. They will continue doing that.
That's right.
And they will never get shy of the trap. If you do it this way, they will never get shy of the trap. And I've been trapping rats in this manner for well over 10 years. Probably about 10, 12, 15 years I've been trapping rats in this manner. And I've learned, and I learned it from, you know, behavioral psychologists and their rat experiments. Because these rats that they have, and the white lab rats, are biologically identical to wild rats. Okay? The only difference is that they've been bred to be white, or they've been bred to be hooded. That's the only difference. You know, but their psychology is identical. So if they got released, then they would revert to their wild state. And scientists know that, and they're always very careful to make sure that they don't get released, because, you know, they do infect them with diseases and all sorts of stuff as well, which is not good if it got out. But, yeah, you can use this knowledge of rat psychology. Every rat is a gambler, and that's whether you've got black rats or whether you've got some indigenous species of rat, or if you've got, you know, brown rats. They're all gamblers. And also mice as well. You can use the same technique with mice, because they have a very similar psychology to rats. You know, in a lot of ways they're like rats, except they're smaller. But I use a slightly different method for catching mice. I use a live catch trap, which is a multi-catch trap. Rats tend to be a lot more cautious than mice. Mice tend to be a lot more gung-ho, foolhardy, you know, and they will get trap shy. And if I'm using snap traps with mice, then I will only bait one in three traps. You know, I'll bait all the traps, but I'll only set one in three traps for the mice. But, you know, this is it. And if you do this, you'll find that you will have a consistent success in trapping rats. And with regards to bait, you can use jam. They like jam. But the very best bait, that's in America you would call it jelly, okay? They like jelly. But the best bait of all, and the thing that they adore above everything else, is peanut butter. They absolutely adore peanut butter. And I think that it probably smells really good. and that it's the smell that draws them in. But yeah, types of bait that can be carried off, like cheese, apple, and that sort of thing, is a bit less effective. You want something that will actually stick to the trap so that the rat has to, or the mouse has to actually, you know, sit there and lick it off and spend a bit of time instead of just carrying away the bait. And if you do that, then you will find that you always have good success with trapping rats and mice. And like I say, what do you do with the rats and the mice that you catch? Well, with mice, I usually just directly feed them to my dogs. But rats, I render them and I make them into a soup and I feed the soup to my dogs. But if I was absolutely desperately hungry, okay, I wouldn't just throw the whole rat into a cooking pot and cook it up into a soup. If I was absolutely desperately hungry, which I don't think will ever happen because I've got things like chickens and, you know, other sources of food where I'm, I'm pretty well never, I don't think that will ever happen. If I was absolutely desperately hungry, then I probably would eat the rat. And there have been parts of the world where that has been, you know, that's a cultural tradition where they breed rats to eat them. And, you know, you might turn your nose up at it, but I'll tell you what, when that rat soup is cooking for the dogs, even though it's just like thrown in there, fur, bone, hair, innards, the whole lot, the dogs will eat it all. You know, and that's how you render a carcass. That's how they render the carcasses for the dog food market. They just put a whole carcass in a big pot and they put some water in and they boil it up, they make a broth, and then they put some grain waste in of some type, bran or, you know, whatever other type of waste product from the grain milling industry. And they dry it out and they, you know, that's what they sell as dog biscuit or dog kibble.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
A couple of quick comments. Gwyneth, you mentioned the Darwin Awards. That was named after Charles Darwin. And he is the father of the theory of evolution. And that, in a nutshell, the strongest survive, the weak die off. And so if you think about this class, anyone who believes this nonsense about COVID being fake fraud and, to use their words, BS, is a candidate for the Darwin Awards. That's one thing. Second thing is, I believe you said that every rat is a gambler. I believe the second part of that sentence might be, and every politician is a rat. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, this is it. And every gambler is a rat. That's the flip side of that saying. But yeah, what I was going to say was, well, I was cut off by the break, was if I was hungry enough, it wouldn't be the dogs eating the rats, it would be me. Because I can tell you when the rat is boiling in the pot, you know, despite the fact that there's no way I'm going to eat it, okay, with its hair, with its guts, and all the rest of it. No, I'm not going to do that. If I was going to eat it, I would treat it as any other little critter. I would skin it and I would gut it. But by the time that it's been boiling for 2 or 3 hours, it smells really, really good. And the dogs gather around and they know it's for them. And then I put some pasta in, chopped up vegetable peelings, you know, onion ends, or if they're dried up, which is the summer now. So sometimes if they dry up in the middle of summer, then they go in the cooking pot. But if it's winter, then they can go in the garden, you know, and get grown, but it's useless trying to grow anything like that this time of year. But anyway, potato skins chopped up, courgette skins chopped up, a bit of leafy greens, and some pasta, no herbs, because, you know, the dogs don't like herbs so much. But it smells really, really good. It objectively actually does. And the dogs, they're sitting there and they wag their tails. I've got quite small dogs, mostly. And they know it's for them. I put it up on the kitchen bench and they look at me with the greatest look of disappointment. Like, oh, well, I thought we were getting it now. I said, it's got to cool off. Just wait. It is for you. But it's got to cool off. And I leave it on the bench to cool off. And then when it's cool, then I dish it out to them, you know, and this helps to supplement their food. But, yeah, this is it. You if you are hungry enough, and if you have rats around where you live, you can eat the rats, and you can learn to trap any animal by studying its psychology, how it thinks, where it goes, you know, what it eats, what it likes, you know, how it feeds, you know, what it's frightened of, what it's attracted to. And you can sit there and you can study the animal and you will figure out how to trap it. And I can't tell you, you know, how to trap what particular species lives in your area. You know, but I think that you'll find that method of only setting one out of three traps, baiting all three traps, but only setting one out of every three traps, I think that you'll find that will work across most species of animal to stop them from becoming shy of the trap. Because it just makes sense that an animal will think, well, I might get some food, you know, and it doesn't quite put the other end of it, but I might die, you know. It just sort of says, well, getting food, you know, life is full of risk for wild creatures anyway. So they run risks all the time in their own natural world. And so they think to themselves, if I can run a risk to possibly get some food, well, that's good for me, isn't it? You know, but they don't, you know, they kind of have a concept of death, but not really, not in the way that you and I do. That every day goes on for them the same as the day before. And they don't sort of look ahead to think, well, I'm going to die one day. It's just that one day they do. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes, and with that segue, class, we're in the market for another miracle here at USA Prepares. There are two of us who have COVID right now, very seriously, and or COVID ramifications. If you'd consider praying for a miracle, that'd be wonderful. Gwyneth, thank you. I'll see you next week.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.